Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, I heard you were a wild one.
Welcome, everyone. I hope you guys are ready for a fun Friday. This is Patty and Jethro. We're going to be here today working with you, having fun, because we're wild. Those of you who tune in know to call the 773-897-6461 phone number. If you want to email and you've got a chance to get in there, email me at Jethro, J-E-T-H-R-O, at psychejethro.com, and you can get it read over the air here, or at least get a communication with us. I can send you the information. Those of you tuning in, go into the room. We're in the chat room now having fun. We just had a little bit of a couple minutes of an airwave. For those of you who know the radio station, it means that we're getting connected. Everything's happening. So I've had a lot of you contacting me concerned of where we are. We're where we always are. So you'll catch us. We'll catch you. A lot of you are catching on the phones now. I see you. Hi. Love to see you. Good. We're going to go ahead and introduce our phenomenal other host to the Fridays that's just wild out of her world. This is Patty Negri. She's a psychic medium, community activist. She's been communicating with the spirit world since she was a toddler. She conducted her first seance at the age of 8, and since then has been on radio, TV, television, in living rooms across America. She specializes in energy and flow in people, spaces and situations, and just magically we love her. Patty, how are you today?
I'm excellent, Jethro. Happy Friday. Yay!
Yes. Yeah, how is it out there on the coast?
Ready to go. It is beautiful. We thought it was going to actually rain. I actually was going to go up the coast to Cambria this weekend, and they threatened us with a little bit of rain, which, you know, we melt because we don't get it very often, though we have had some this year. So we postponed our trip, but it's gorgeous and beautiful. Maybe it's raining up there. So how is it there?
It's a little cloudy. We've had a little bit of rain. Me and Kay went out and played, did some shopping, acted silly and wild, and realized it was a little chilly for us. We're still Californiaized after even a couple of years over here. Need those jackets, and they teased us. They said someday we'll acclimate. But just glad to be here. All of you guys that are calling in, get ready to call in. You've got a bunch of questions. We're going to be taking some of those. I want to take just a second here. You know, we always give prizes away on Psyche's Gone Wild, and we've been so busy. We've had so many new guests. We've had answering your questions, making sure everybody gets the wild time with us, that I haven't got a chance to run off a few names here. I want to announce the winner of the Sun Stone was Jackie McClough in Florida. Yay, Jackie. And
yay.
We had a winner of the books. We've had two winners come in from the book of Leonard Perlmutter. Those of you know, he'll be here Thursday the 13th, April. He's the author of The Heart and Science of Yoga, Empowering Self-Care Program for a Happy Health. Really good book. And those two were Nada Catella in Minneapolis and Paraschio in Albuquerque. So welcome, you guys. Congratulations. You guys tune in because we've got more guests coming. I know you guys are excited about the astrologer. We're trying to work right now. We've got three of us going to come on. So get out your astrology. Get ready to get really in-depth. You don't have to know it all, but just have at least your sun sign, a few things, and we're going to work with you over the phone. Patty, I've got friends writing in. They got to talk to you a little bit about last week. We got the last of the show. Tell me, Patty, where the show was and what time, and how can I watch it? I was real busy this week, and I'd like to make sure I didn't miss that episode you were on.
Ah, my ghost adventures. Yes, it was a wild one because you know Jeff and I are about wild. It was a wild one. It airs again this Saturday night on the Travel Channel. It's at 8 p.m. on the Travel Channel. The episode is called Freak Show Murder House. Ooh, but it's about a really sweet family who's having some issues there. When I watched it the other night and it was like experiencing it for the first time, I was like, I don't remember any of this, but I really was in a trance almost the whole show. Those of you who know me will see that. I was kind of in a trance for the whole show, but it was a good episode, and Jack was very sweet to me. He's very kind. And it's good if you like such that sort of thing. You know, light always does work out. Spoke with the family. There's a good family there. And, Ghost Adventure Saturday night, 8 p.m. Travel Channel.
And you're just a go-getter. And what impresses me, do you do some of the stunts in some of these? I've seen you on some other shows and things. Or do you have someone do a stunt for you? Who does those?
Me. I do everything. Number one, a reality show is a reality show. So there's no – you're in the moment. It's real. There's nothing fake. Like going to this house, if those of you who saw it or are going to watch it, I had no idea where I was going. I did not know the history of the house. Literally, Zach, the producer star himself, called me up and said, Patty, show up at this house tomorrow night. I want you to feel it out, and I want you to do a seance. So, yeah, that particular one, I ended up on the floor. It wasn't quite a stunt, but didn't know that that's where the woman had killed and had passed out. But, no, I do my own. And remember, I did Wipeout. I've done the world's biggest obstacle course. That was my midlife crisis. So I can do anything. I'm either insane or brave, or bravely insane or insanely brave or whatever. I love a challenge, and that includes physical. I've been trying to get on the Amazing Race for years. I wanted to get on that one. You jump off the building. Yeah, I'm done.
Patty. Those of you know to get a hold of her site, they're at pattynegri.com. That's pattynegri.com. Or catch me at psychejethro.com and find out the latest from us. I have a lot of you guys asking me these things. I want you to make the connection because then you keep up to date. Both of us are on Facebook and you can catch us there with our names. And what I love about it, we're going to grab some phone calls. We've got a couple of you guys writing in some really funny things. And you guys, I love you, fans of Psyche's Gone Wild. I want to take a second. We're looking at here of actually, this is our fifth year of doing Psyche's Gone Wild. It doesn't seem like that. I started out in California, and all of you listeners have tuned in and have been following me since Living in the Realm, and now Psyche's Gone Wild. And I want to thank you guys for all of your positive input. Denise is writing in and asking, this is a Dear Patty question. I would like to ask Patty, my daughter is only 8 years old, but she seems to know things that are very magical. She knows with different herbs. I've had her put together a little flowers and things that she told me would help friends. At first we teased her, and my husband, I honestly say, is a little leery of this. I did sit down and did a little research. What really amazed me is the flowers and the arrangement of herbs were actually something that would help the friend of mine who was going through some of her sadness and relationship problems. Patty, is it possible that I have a daughter that is a witch again?
I would say so, whether you use that title or not. Yes, it's in the blood. Most of us that are gifted have, you can call, some people call it witch blood. Some people, it's more angel blood, goes more into the divinity. Some people, who know, extraterrestrial blood. But anybody who gets right into that elemental earth world and knows things, I was, even younger than that, I'd be in the backyard picking rosemary and knowing what to do with it. It's in the blood. Trust her. So, if you tease her in a fun, light, encouraging way, not in a, whatever. And whether she takes the term witch or not, doesn't matter. She could take the word shaman. She could take the word, fairy magic. She could take the word all sorts of things. But it's getting into that elemental, nature realm of things. So, yes, yay you, yay her.
I love that. And those of you tuned in, we're going to give you just a second here to grab your bearings. I've got a couple of you writing in. We're going to grab a phone call here and get ready to go wild. 551, how are you doing today? Are you ready to be wild on Psyche's Gone Wild?
Hello.
Hello? You
yes,
sound like
I
three-way
am.
Speaker.
Hi,
Gecko. Hi. This is so good.
I haven't spoken to you in a long time.
Oh, my gosh. I feel the energy. I apologize. You're going to have to give me a first name so I get permission from the guides and we'll help you with what's going on there. I can feel your energy. You're very positive. You made me feel very happy.
Yeah, this is T.
Wow, T. Oh, my gosh. Welcome. Welcome back to the Wild Ones. You've been out messing around, haven't you?
Yeah.
What would you like us to help you with, T?
Just wanted to know if any messages about employment. I do have something coming up. I get different things from it, but I just wanted to see what you got from the interview that will be held on Tuesday.
Excellent. All right. Patty, you can jump in too. I am feeling a bridge here. I feel like there's something going on with you right now that you are exchanging energy with these interviews. I feel like you've gone to a new level or something's going on that you're looking into a new area. Is it area like physical or are you looking at different careers than what you've done before?
I'm looking to the hospital, more medical, but doing the same thing, but out of what I'm doing, it's different from what I'm doing right now.
Yeah, I'm very proud of you. Can you feel it, Patty? I mean, they're like
yeah,
the guys
no.
who are working together.
Yeah, I get that it's very karmic and you're being led very karmically by the universe and exactly what Jethro said, kind of going next level up. And so trust, faith in yourself, faith in your ability, faith in getting it, because that's what this is kind of about for you, just about jumping in.
Yeah. Yes. And
then I got something else today. To do a second part of the application for another hospital, I'm not sure about that as well, but I know I do want to leave from where I'm at right now because it's time, so I just want to see if you do see anything, when do you see me leaving here?
June, they're telling me that it's going to be a little later from you leaving, but I do see there's a reason for this. And I love what Patty was saying because the guides are working with you strategically. Now, that's a little bit of time. You're a wild girl. I remember with you. You're like, you want it now. You're like, give it to me. And the guides are saying, we've got it. We're working on it, but we want you in the best place. A lot of times individuals don't realize that the higher light and the karmic relationship puts you in reasons for your karmic and other people. So I feel this will be a good challenge. I feel like you've done really good work. You know how I advocate the light healer workers anyway, but I feel like, you know, you've done something here. And I feel like that the guides are saying, okay, we're going to put you there, but we want you to be really good and capable. Something's happened here on the outside privately with you. Something's going on in your life that you're trying to completely release of it. I feel that's why the new change, that's why the new you's out going in the springtime. Am I correct?
Yeah, because here, it's just like it's just been dragging, and I knew that I didn't want to work at this position where I'm working at right now, and it's just like, I'm so ready to go.
That's what it is, and that's why the guys and that's why the guides are holding you a little bit, but you're ready, but some karmic there hasn't been done, and it can be an easy gesture. I've had places where I can relate with you where I'm like, oh, what am I doing this for? What the guides are doing is they're putting together. I feel that there's a male there. There's some other situations that need to be talked to, worked with, and it's kind of it's like Patty said, they're strategically laying it out, so they're also clearing the road there. They don't want to leave no loose ends. You know, the guides are very good about get her done, but get it done
right.
Where
am I right now?
Yes.
It's karmic, meaning I have to learn another lesson here.
Thank you. See, no one's spanking anybody. No spanking.
I love that. That's what we all hear. It's like, oh, karma. Oh, God, lessons.
Make a friend of karma. Karma's a good girlfriend. You make a friend with her, and you look at the fact that what it is. And I feel that, and you use the word lessons, which I love. I would think of it more like an experience. A lesson is where you go through and you have to learn this strategic thing, just like a lesson in school, and you karmically get it. But when they're doing ties like this, it's more of an experience. You need to experience something there where this person and you have an exchange. And I do think it's something of you kind of sticking up for yourself going, no, I don't. I feel like you're not doing boundaries or something. They're telling me you need to be able to say, here, I'm a professional. We're going to do it like this. You know, and I tease off you. Don't get mad. Doctors and a couple of my clients that are writing, you know, I get on you for it. Sometimes in your career, it's like Patty's career. Media is right now. They go, let's go, let's get on TV, let's get her done. They throw you out there, here you go, you got your stuff and you're ready to go. Same way your medical is. We've got an emergency, here we go, they push all the buttons. I feel there's something with you and this person where you work together. He is going to tell you how much he really realizes your value. I feel that he gives you the money amount is never the value. It has to come verbally, and I feel once it's released, it's going to give you extra karmic coins to really take that extra blessing to go there. Are you using your dream work? You know,
I had to work with a male.
I'm sorry. Yeah. Who do you think I'm gonna bring you, baby? You think I'm gonna go here? I got you one over here. We got you some guy. It's right there where you are. You can't. What are
you
they doing?
You guys make a good comedy team.
What are they doing to you?
Kind of like all the lessons that I could possibly learn, because I'm just like, to be honest, Jetro, and I'm at the point where I might just leave before June. I don't see it happening. I gave myself to May, and that was the cutoff point. That was it. So it's just like the end of.
I love you. And this is where you guys get mad at the messenger, but you know that you gave that. You keep saying, and your guides are really politely saying, but we have this time with you to do, and don't you dare go until you have success. I have a temper. That's what's got me in the most trouble. I get a thing of, okay, I'm not feeling this. I'm not doing a good. Listen to an older man. When you go through this energy, then you deal with this experience, then you get the enrichment. If you go too quick or too soon, they'll make you repeat it. I swear, they'll find that same kooky person, that same stressful stuff, and you're over here going, it's the new improved, and it's this.
I still, because I have somebody, I have like this person, she has some mental health issues, and at my job, and every time I walk past her desk, she slams something, and it's one certain people, but I'm one of the people, and we just got into something yesterday, and I'm like, I hope that's not my lesson.
Patty Oprah with Marmory people. Patty's the queen of dealing with people that she could do it very well. What should she do with Miss Crazy Woman?
Okay, with a crazy woman, number one, the big lesson is we can't change other people. Ah, damn. But what we can change is what we can, no matter what, how smart we are, how stupid they are. Two things that you need to do. Number one, You can't change who she is or what she does, but you can change how you react to her, and how you react to her changes everything. So if it's not working the way you react now, just react different, right or wrong or different. So that's one. Because that's the 90%. Like, you can't help something happen. You got in a car accident. Your legs are cut off. You could be a victim forever, or you could become a motivational speaker and make millions, as people who've gotten their legs cut off have done. So now I'm getting that whole karmic thing of Jethro. So, yeah, this is you taking your space and learning that she can only affect you negatively if you let her. And what if you affected her positively instead? So that's the one. React different. Because the way you're reacting causes one. And number two, she can smell how you feel about her. Not really smell, but everything is energy. You could be the best actor. You could be the best poker face. You could smile and say whatever. But inside you're going, you're an idiot, you're crazy, and you have mental problems. Before you see her, before you walk up to her, try your most sincere and hardest to think of what's good about her, anything that's good about her. And if you have to dig hard, like, oh, she's stupid, but she has nice shoes. She's got pretty eyes. So anything you can. And then guess what? Your energy towards her is different. So when you walk into that room, you are seeing now the girl with pretty eyes or nice shoes and not just the idiot. Your energy towards her is different, and her energy towards you will be different. Action, reaction, cause and effect. It's science and spirituality mixed in one.
I love Patty, and there's our Libra, and you see that. And now my Scorpio wants to sting a little bit, surprise her, act a little different. She's not going to know that you're just very nice, but then she's going to wonder what you're up to. And you just keep that little smile on that face and just keep smiling, going, hotcake, you don't know what I'm doing. It will work. Here, T, we love you. They're going to push them. T, I love you. They're giving in to the people. I got to let it go on time. You guys that are coming in, Psyche's Gone Wild, thank you for calling in some of our regulars. Hang on the show. We're going to give you some more advice. If you're in Tampa, get a hold of me in May. We are doing some light work there. I've got some original groundwork, light work, holy water, all of it from Jordan. We're going to be there in Clearwater, getting real, getting right out there. You guys remember Uriel Riley. We did it last year. We did a blessing, and we did the orange magic and the light work, and we went to the water and changed these energies. You want to be putting something physically forth with groups, those of you who are doing light work. Find your light friends. Get out into groups. We love all of you guys. This is the time of the year, the rooster. I'm going to be talking about that a little bit because today's prize is from Blue Moon Treasures, and it's a beautiful white jade carved rooster necklace out of white jade that you can wear. Those of you who know that you are the year of the rooster, it's very well to wear. For those of you who are not the rooster, it's good to wear on certain occasions. We're going to be talking about that today a little bit. I hope you guys are going wild. We're going wild. Jethro, you guys always make me wild. You're always talking about wearing different clothes and different stuff. I still know that I have got a problem. For some reason, whenever I wear red, I get very uptight. My friend teased me and said that because I was a Taurus, I was acting like a bull and wanting to charge. Has Patty ever had any colors that bother her? And what about you, Jethro? Patty, have you had any colors that you didn't like wearing or made you feel different?
Well, I mean, we are affected by color, sure, and we all just even naturally look at, we have ones we prefer and ones we don't prefer. There's no anything to it, but I have colors, even really magical colors, like I don't have that color in my whole wardrobe because it just doesn't make me feel good. But so again, use that to your advantage. I mean, not the ones I want to be a bull today and be all crankety, but avoid those, or the ones that make you feel relaxed, or the ones that make you feel energized, the one that make you feel whatever you need it to be. We are affected. Colors are energy, you know, just like with our chakra colors, but it doesn't always have to relate to that. Don't think just because it's red it means this. It's what it means to you.
I love it, and I agree with Patty, and I can relate very much. And for me as a male, I know that I did like wearing brown. I had a father who I think that was the only color he wanted to get. There was 8 kids. He was in a hurry. He probably got the sales, but he would put a lot of brown on me. As a child, I felt like a tree. I was a very tall kid, a very odd feeling. What I realized, and like Patty's talking about, is those colors feel good. If you're having an emotional day, very much yellow. Yellow is a very good empath color. It works very strong with it, but wear a color you like. And I now wear tans. I have a beautiful fiance who's very good at coordinating clothes. I love all colors now because she showed me it looks good and it feels good, then you feel beautified. Make sure that you're comfortable in your zone, like Patty was just saying there with that color, because it does have it. If you have something that's, you're wearing a blue energy, or you're wearing something of a vibration and it's going with you, like Patty joked, and we all get read about my Friday the 13th show with Patty in her blue panties, then you should keep wearing them. You know, keep wearing that color when it goes. I know that for a Scorpio, maroon works real well for me. And I'm going to grab the phones. You're pushing the jet. You always do the talking. We want to talk. Well, you're going to get to talk, 813. How are you? We're wild here. I got to warn you, 813. Are you ready to play?
Hello.
Hi. How are you?
Great afternoon. This is amazing. Am I online?
You're live, but I know who you are. How are you doing today?
Oh, wonderful. Absolutely stunning. This is beautiful. I'm in LA. This is amazing. I'm talking to the two most intelligent metaphysical minds that I've ever, ever heard of. You should see some of the things that people have said to me about both of you. It's just, I wish I could write them all down in a book. It's just beautiful. You guys are really brilliant, and I love listening to you. Thank you.
We love you here. And my God, you have such a pretty voice. It sounds like God talking right now. So thank you. That classic God. I mean, I have him.
All you listeners tuning in, we're having a live moment. This is a real moment. This is our friend Uriel Riley, who does healing with Uriel Healing. Those of you getting a hold of it, he's just a phenomenal man himself. He's a very blessed light healer, and he has some gift of himself. He's not talking about it. He's been to a couple of my classes, and he's very psychic and a very good person. Thank you for all the compliments. You know, the best part of it, and that's what I want to tell you from heartfelt, you know, I am with you, is having friends like you make this worthwhile, because you're very honest, you're a very strong man, and I'm just so proud you're out there in California taking names and, you know, kicking the butt of whatever is making people sick. So I love you, dear.
So blessed, and thank you. You know, you guided me in this direction, and, you know, it's just a blessing, the entire experience. To be able to help people on a whole different coast is just extraordinary, something that I always dreamed of. You know, I've been able to travel around the world. I had never made it to the West Coast, so it's just brilliant. And we're getting the same effects. We're helping a lot of people. Want to help as many as possible. So you guys, if you have any aches or pains or things that you need to get rid of or have been dealing with for a while, we can get that done. Just make sure you get in contact with Patty or Jeff Bowen. He'll send you through to me.
Well, forward those along, and all of you guys know that. And Uriel, you hang in there, and you're not done yet, because I'm feeling energy with your guides, and what they're telling me is there's a reason that you were put in California. Your stronger archangel's telling me that the reason you're there is to be doing a little bit of your other stuff. You got to shape up. You've always been physically, but you got to start doing the groove. You got to get Hollywood eyes. Something's going on here where they want you to be a little more on the game with it, because they want a little modeling out of you. I see, like we talked about, you know, if those of you don't know, Uriel's a very attractive man, and the guides are talking about is they want you to be more grounded there, more ready to do some modeling, some other work, some things they want you doing outside of it. You are healing others. You need to put that part out. I know you're very modest, Virgo, and those of you tuning in are going, what are you telling this man to do? I don't want you to go out and pull dance, but I want you there in Hollywood to start familiarizing, getting some things there, putting in some connections to doing some of your work. You know, the calendar, things like that. I see you putting yourself forth and getting some of that notoriety. Patty, what are you feeling for a wonderful friend?
Yeah, no, I think he just fit right in. I think he was here at least 30 seconds before he fit right in. So yeah, so do it, and you'll feel the beat of the city because you're intuitive. And again, I don't think it's an issue. So yeah, listen to Jethro.
We love you, Uriel. Got to roll. There's a bunch of people. You hang in there, and you guys tune into him. Thank you. We're grabbing the phones. We got everybody going. Jethro, really wild. What happened to the song? Will you sing Little Bear? I'll sing Running Bear in a little bit. It's Running Bear, but I love it. I'll do it a little bit for that. You guys have not laugh at me because I have no music. I don't know why. I did this show in United Kingdom, and they love me to sing Running Bear. It's a very old song. 619, you're doing fine. Now you got me all embarrassed. How are you doing, 619?
Hi, this is Amy.
Welcome, Amy. This is Jethro and Patty. Are you ready to roll wild?
I am ready to roll wild. I'm so excited I connected with you guys. How cool is that?
Hey. You're good, because we are bringing people in. We got people climbing the wall over here. I'm right close to Washington, D.C. A lot's going on, and we're here doing the show for you. And right now I've got the phones off the wall. Amy, what can we help you with?
Hey, you know what? If you can figure out my life, I love you. I am going
to. You've only got an hour
here,
and you called in the middle of it.
Easiest question you ever got. Come on. No, seriously, I am just like up against a wall of my life, purposing, creating abundance, doing what I'm here to do, and I have no idea. So whatever you might tell me.
What I'm getting, before we get to what you're supposed to do, you're afraid, not like fearful, you're this not afraid woman at all, but you're sort of not choosing a path. There isn't a right or wrong path. There's better or lesser paths, but you're not choosing that path because you're afraid of making a wrong choice. But there isn't a wrong choice. The only wrong choice would be not making any choice because you don't want to make the wrong choice. Jump in. You know, you're really good with people, right? I could see that. The energy people kind of flock to you a little bit. Are you still there?
You there? Can you hear us, Amy? Amy got grabbed. Amy, call back in. We'll get a hold of you now. We're having the phones go right off the map. I apologize that we got a lot of energy. I did feel the same thing, Amy, because I know you're still on. You'll be able to come back in with her phone. We lost her phone. I agree. And Patty and those are both getting some really good change for you. Something there is also got to happen for your force. You've got you're leaving it way out there. You got to shoot your arrow and target it something definite for your manifestation. We want to welcome the whole world, but you need to grab it. There's something you're supposed to be doing, and we were talking earlier about karma, but I feel your career and the strength is part of your answer. You've got to look a little different. You're not looking completely at the way you're supposed to be there. Call us back so we can get the rest. I'm so sorry the phone's grabbed you. You probably got high energy. Me and Patty do too, and it's live, so call back in, 619, and I'll watch for you. 806, while we're waiting for Amy to call back in, how about you? Would you like to try and go wild and stay on?
Yes, let's do that. Thank you.
Welcome. We're trying as quick as we can. Can you feel the energy today? I mean, we are like rocking and kicking names here.
It's been for a while for me. It's intense. And retrogrades, you name it, I'm feeling it. And that's what I was calling in about, was to see... I'm trying to get a move, but like I said, it's all timing. Do you see that timing coming together for this relocation to kind of get me more in alignment where I need to be and on my path? I'm pretty sure that's where I'm supposed to go, but, you know, it never hurts to get confirmation.
Okay, silence, radio silence. You are on your path, but there's one little kick up somewhere that you're creating or you're seeing, or you're definitely on your path, and wherever, if you're going somewhere, you're going to the right place. But what's the little get along chick in your get along?
I got to move, and I'm waiting for the timing to things open up to get out there. The hiccup is I'm in the wrong place doing it.
Oh, okay.
In my opinion, unless you're picking up something else.
No, I think... Have we lost Jethro?
I'm here. No, we're good.
Okay, okay,
good.
Great. We're losing people left and right, and I would hate to lose you because you run the whole show. Again, you have to... Can you move if it's about moving?
I'm going to go out for a little trip in May. To take a look around and get some licensing together, and then there may be a couple more trips in between, but I'm thinking by February at the latest, hopefully by the end of the year.
I think you're going to love it.
Yeah.
And the universe is going to, again, kind of guide you. It's not going to be as hard as you think it is, so don't think it's going to be hard. Don't create it to be harder than it has to be. It's going to feel very expansive because you feel a little locked in, right? A little...
Completely,
yeah.
Oppressed. It's a hot mess, but it's only because it's time to move. I mean, and so the nest is no longer comfortable, and you know, it's just time.
I agree. Can I get your first name?
Sherry.
Sherry, I thank you, and I apologize. I was in the background trying to make sure we've got people writing to Uriel. Somebody got off. I'm trying to catch Amy, and in my spare time, find my mind. I feel with you, Sherry. I feel with you, Sherry. The real strength is the move and the other part of it. I feel this is a time for you. There's something here more emotional. When you said the depressed, I was feeling that energy earlier. You can feel how me and Patty are sending energy. You're helping us with this because you're getting all of this motivation. You're supposed to be doing some of this psychic work. You're feeling the intuitive, and the reason you got through and why like we're holding this phone with all this energy that's thrown at this computer and other sounding board is because your guides are working with you for a higher strength, Sherry. I want you to go. Do you do any? I call it toning, Patty. What do you call it? And Patty has a beautiful way. You need to verbalize some of this emotion and energy out. People have put this on you for years, and you didn't get to sit down and go, you know, wah, and get it out. I'm feeling all this blue right in your throat chakra, and it's making your heart heavy. Do you know what I'm talking about, Sherry?
I do. I've been, to kind of survive where I'm at, I just didn't speak, literally.
You got to come play with us.
Yeah, and Dress was right. And it is about vocal and verbal. He's right. So he calls it toning. I call HECA work, where you get the meaning behind the sounds, the vowels, the consonants. And just for the easy of it, to clear the head when your head gets a little chatty, just vowel. Vowels are the most sacred. That's why every sacred word is a vowel. Amen. Om. Haya. Haya. Any Shema. Ah. Oh. All of a sudden, you're just clearing that whole head. When you need that fire that under you, because you've got a lot to do, go into some Z sounds. Z, you'll feel it in the tingling in the base of your spine start to rise up. It's a heck of work.
Nice.
But you'll feel it, and it is a voice. It's sound.
Nice.
Very good, and work on that. Do a little bit of this, and Sherry, they're also telling me real quickly here. What are you doing here about the fact that you're supposed to be? What's going on with a serious relationship? Why do I keep feeling aches and pains here? Are you adjusting with this? Are you ready to have? I feel like you keep stepping away from love. What's wrong with you and Cupid?
I have been. It's been my understanding that once I move, that there will be a connection on that side, but there wasn't one here where I've been for the last 16 years, and I'm personally ready, but like I said, I'm one thing at a time, I guess. I just knew that it was connected with this relocation, and I'm hoping that it doesn't take long once I get there to run into this other half or mate or whatever.
And I'm going to get really intimate with you. I'm sorry you called Wild and Jethro's on today, because I feel there's something's going on really strong with your orange chakra too, right there in the sacral. We need you doing what we call, you know, remember when we were kids, we did like the London Bridge. You remember when you put your hands on your feet and you do a stretch or an energy?
Right.
I need you doing a little bit of that kind of work. I want you really doing some really major stretching there, some work there. Breathing in light, full count of seven through your nose, down into that orange chakra. Hold for a count of seven and then out. And there's going to come out some emotional stuff, because I'm glad you're not dating the people there because they're cruddy. But 16 years is a long time, girl. You should get a Purple Heart or something. You know, I'm just like, you know what I'm saying? I'm feeling it, Sherry. I feel like these people have been cruddy, is what I'm going to say. Your guides are saying that there's better stuff coming, but we got to breathe that in, because what they've been doing is hitting your power, and that's that sacral chakra. So that energy will get it ready, and you'll be able to do a very positive strength and some of the work there for you. And I feel that's going to be there. They said you're going to get the one you want. So this is some bigger karma. And then I want you to do me a favor. I want you to do a little vanilla. I want you to put either a candle, something there in the energy, and take that time for you. Half an hour, just you light in, breathing in vanilla, straight vanilla. It's not only a grounding, it's very positive. It's also for love. And I want you feeling the positive of you're already there. You got it. You're living there. And the door's closed there, because where you're at is like, I'm sorry, it's like a bunch of sad grapes or something. I just want to make them into grape juice and get them out of here. I don't know what it is. They're just really wet.
Well, I've been dealing with it for the drip, but, you know, for whatever reason, it was necessary. So.
Yeah. We love you. Stay wild.
Yes, thank you. Thank you for coming.
You called
thank
in,
you
and
guys.
I apologize to you. Thank you. Go ahead and get a hold of us there. We're going to be giving away a couple of those prizes. Those of you who know with the rooster, we're going to take just a minute. I apologize. I'm cutting in and out with you guys, and I don't mean to cut Patty off or anything. We're having some really wild stuff go on with the radio. We're going to take just a minute to fix that while everybody's getting a break, and we'll get back to the phones. Those of you that are talking about the rooster, this is talking about the people born in the year of the rooster, are very observant, hardworking, resourceful, courage. You got to ask me, what's a rooster? It is the astrology of that type and sign. Every 12 years in the Chinese New Year, we have one. This is a 2017 is a fire rooster. The element also is important to go there. You ask me, who all is in this. One of the most famous people is Bob Marley, born February 6, 1945. He's a wood rooster, meaning he's very structured, very energy. Those of you know with Bob Marley, come on, tell me you never heard Bob Marley, we're going to lock you up. This is a strong energy in a person that's working with it. Another phenomenal rooster is an earth rooster, Jennifer Lopez, July 24th, 1969. And for those of you who are a little unfamiliar with this kind of music, let's add another one. Britney Spears, born December 2nd, 1981, a gold rooster. These are the years that you want to be working with. It means in this type of year, you have to do black and white thinking some, and that's hard for some of us. It's a very good time of year to be typically healthy. You should be looking at getting yourself out, swimming, sports, getting into more work. You know, we're known, for those of us that are going through this type of the year, I'm a rabbit. I don't relate real with it. So find out what your year is. Work with it a little bit. Those of you who are writing in, I love that you guys are into this. We're going to have an expert here, and I've studied this, but it's not my forte. I'm more psychic with you guys know what the progression. And what is really strong for all of you is we're still trying to get Amy there. So if you hear some dinging, that's just me working with her. I think she's texting, and I can't multiple do that. We've got a lot of your clients writing in. Make sure you guys take the time to get to know a little bit more about it. I know I wasn't a big advocate at first of astrology. I had the I am a Scorpio, but I'm that 1%. I'm very fast talker. I'm very more my rising and my moon. So just like this with the earth, take the time with it, learn with the Chinese of it, take a little respect. It's very fascinating to know that they also do colors. This is a year to be wearing yellows and oranges and colors of this type of nature. Very lucky. It's not a time of the year to be wearing a lot of red, which ironically we're talking about that earlier with our friend. You might want to check your year. Maybe you're not only a Taurus, but if you're a rooster on top of it, girl, you just leave the red alone. Let the traffic cop deal with the red, okay? So we got with you guys going. We love you. We got the phones all going. I know all of you guys are being patient, and thank you so much. We've had a surge, we call it, because of Patty's fan sound is in the Pacific Coast. So we're going to get wilder. 402, we got you. How are you doing, 402? Thank you for being patient.
Oh, thank you for taking the call. I just had a question. I really like this guy, but I'm not sure I'm not really sure how to bag the bag. You know what I mean? I'm not really sure how to go about it.
I like what you're talking. I feel like you could go.
You're right. I'm just seeing what you see and maybe how I could change my approach. I don't want to come off like I'm desperate or anything because I'm not. It's just I haven't felt this way in a really long time, and I don't know what to do with it.
Can we get your name?
My name is Suleilani. Ku'u Leilani.
Pretty.
Thank you.
We're both having energy with you. Can you feel this? We're trying to read
you. Yeah.
Yeah, it's really warm.
It's really warm. And that's what I wanted to tease really. And I apologize with my Scorpio mouth. But it's like, wow, you're not joking. And I think that's part of what the really good thing is. I feel like this connection with this person is very good. I feel that there's another intensity happening for you. And that is wanting that other part of this is something that this person and you were having a connection. Is there someone else involved? Why am I keep picking up that you're trying to make a connection and this person's kind of hiding behind someone? Are they a little bit not ready, or there's something this person's hot? I feel like they're stepping back from you. They keep standing. There's someone else I see.
Oh, that might be the problem. I might be too late or a little too early and then a little too late. I don't know.
No, I'm not saying that they've already taken. I'm not seeing them beside them. I feel like they're not ready because they may have had a. There you go. I have to get a little bit from you. I'm psychic, but we're having a little trouble. And I don't know what it is, but we're getting all this warm, and we're getting this really positive three-way here with me, you, and Patty.
Woo! Friday.
I know, it's hot in here, and it's cold outside.
It's hot. We just turned up the lights, and what's beautiful about this energy is that you got me embarrassed. I got red. But I love what the energy with you said, Lonnie, is they're saying this person has not gotten over someone is what I feel. I feel that I don't feel you're too late. I feel you're right on the energy, but I feel like they're still like using this person maybe as a crutch or still using this fact of, am I ready? I feel like you two are coming together in time. Patty, am I on or am I missing?
No, I think, because I was good. It's like a puzzle piece not quite fitting together. Not that it won't fit together, but you have to move it around a little. So I'm getting the same thing, but I'm not getting a real clear why or what. So, but have, you know, what I do in these things, I'm just being psychic, is just kind of have fun with it. Feel it out and that just the fun aspect of the versus the worry aspect will open up more doors and open up more being able to see it.
Right.
I'm going to put Patty on the spot, too, and this is, I got people writing in. But, Patty, you have a phenomenal relationship. But back in the day, I mean, you were, honestly, Patty is like one of the competition for Lonnie Anderson. I think Patty's more beautiful, but Patty's my friend, and I love Patty. But Patty is not only a knockout physically and still is, but just a beautiful, good soul person. What would you do if you were in her shoes of making contact with this person as a Libra?
What I would do is again, I would keep it really light because you don't want to scare them, just like what Jethro said, if they're not over somebody. So I would go in real light and easy. and my technique is kind of, it's light. It's kind of like a tickle and tease, if that makes sense. Not in the typical sense of tickling or teasing, but again, little things that let them know who you are. You're not trying to get something. You're not trying to give them something. But it's like little comments it's an enticement. It's a game in a good sense of the word game, not the bad sense of the game, where you, it's like a dance. That's what you need to dance a little bit. Otherwise, that'll be lighter for him.
All right. That
wasn't
good.
Very clear, but that's as clear as I could be.
Oh, no, I understand. Okay, I understand.
I love it. And I'm feeling that. We're both feeling this. We're going to give you the fact that we feel this is there to go with it. Get back with us. Let us know. Keep us in, you know, keep us in the loop. We want to hear the juice. What I love for you that they're also saying is that we're both getting this a good thing. As a Scorpio, and we're more intenser. We're going right in there. I like that cut and dry, but I love Patty's little tick and tease. I think that between the two, you're going to come up with a magic way to get this person a little closer. I do see it coming together. And I also see you realize something there that's going to enhance both of you in the life. You're the stronger energy here, and look at what we're getting with it. So you will get a sense or a feeling, and you will sit down and say, just like Patty was saying, be in that happy, positive, light way of saying, I'm feeling this. You know, honesty is the best policy. Keep us informed. We want to hear the stuff, okay?
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Those of you new that are tuning in, we have people writing, what do you mean, Jethro? Patty beats Lonnie by far. She worked with Burt Reynolds, and Patty beats a go, and I love it.
I did. And you know what's funny? I did work with Burt Reynolds. He directed me in a Alfred Hitchcock Presents remake. But I also, when I was first in the business, I actually stood in for Lonnie Anderson. I was her stand-in for a Diet 7-Up commercial. It was her and Arnold Schwarzenegger decades before he was governor. I was in awe of both of them. He was just a scary kind of bodybuilder. And honestly, he was just this big kind of dumb bodybuilder. He came over to me. He's like, I can pick you up with one hand. And I'm this scared kid going, okay. And he literally, paper submit, stuck his hand up my butt and picked me up in one hand, held me over. So it's like, oh, my God, I'm so scared. Hollywood is really scary. Oh, my God, who is this big, buffy ball of butter? But I'm standing in for Lonnie Anderson. Oh, my God. Oh my God. That was one of my first Hollywood experiences. So I love the combination to Lonnie Anderson.
somebody's psychic here because I wrote that. And you know, the thing is, maybe it's because I'm metaphysical, but, you know, Patty, I mean, you win hands down. I love Lonnie, but she did a show and she's cool and she married a goofy guy. Patty's doing it every day. This woman's still working, going well. That's all. My vote's for Patty. We've got a bunch of people writing in. Jethro, we just love Patty. I got to tell you, every time I listen to this show, I feel better. Friends of mine here in Colorado have teased me over the last couple of years that I listen to you two on Fridays. The problem Jethro knows with me is that I live in Boulder and I have been sent home and allowed to stay there for quite a while due to some other situations in my health, but I don't accept some of the ailments. I want to tell you guys, you always make me feel good. And Patty, you have me and my friends here working on some of the magic. The money worked real well, and anything else you can come up with, I'll be watching you on YouTube. Your friend, Tim. Very good, Tim.
Aww.
Very excellent.
Thanks. Well, sign up for my newsletter, too, on my website. I have the best of intentions of sending something like that every month. It really turns out about every 2 or 3 months I go, I haven't said something. But sign up for my newsletter, and someday I'll get back to my YouTube. Somebody needs to invent more hours in a day.
Amen.
Get on that.
I'm getting on that. I'm working on it right now. And those of you who know that, that's what we love, and you've got to get with us on Facebook. I kid you not. I'm very busy too, and then I'll look, and there's Patty going by on Ghost Adventures. Here's Patty doing this. You know, I've got this going. I've had you guys writing me. I'm dealing with the fact that, don't you know, I lived in Tampa for many years. I go to Florida. I still work here in Washington, D.C. area in Virginia. In fact, those of you tonight, Friday night, 7 o'clock, you know what happens. Psychic Circle with Jethro. Get there. Be there at Mill Road, because I locked that door at 7 o'clock, and I'm not opening it again until 8:30. So if you get in, you get to play. If not, I'll love you. I'm making my special double chocolate brownies tonight. And I hope you guys are, yeah, it's going to be. And you know what the fact is, those psychics, we need that chocolate. I always swear by that, because then I get more candy. But I want you guys to come in, have fun, and be ready. Sunhita Hindi will be there. We'll have some special higher Archi Master Reiki work done at the same time, and psychic readings. So, you know, you never know what we've got. The funnest thing that we do is we make it a very strong circle. I do ask those of you who've never had a reading, be prepared for a drawing room type of reading, because we are very open, and be ready to be open with it, because it is a little, like Patty was saying, what you're talking about Hollywood, it's a little much when you've never had one and someone starts telling you about your health, your love life, and your other. What goes there stays there. We are very professional. We talk to you in the energy. So welcome. First come, first seated. So you have to be there right at 7. I hate to turn people away, but there's only so much room in the building. Come on down. Let's play ball. We're ready to grab the phones. I've got a lot of you calling Jethro. I just can never get in, and I think you got in. I got to tell you, I just got Amy back. Amy, I went through 73 people. You better love me dearly, Amy. How are you doing?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you, dear. I love you.
Oh,
yes,
man.
Can you hear me?
God bless you. Yeah, I am just going through so much with life purpose and income flow and work, and I'm really at a brick wall with it. Like, what is my agenda here, and how do I get it cha-chinging?
Did you hear what we talked about before when we hung up on you? We didn't hang up on you. Did you hear what I said before about a little bit of worrying about what your direction is, so not picking one?
I got disconnected and I had to get back online, so it took me a few minutes, so I missed it.
Okay. Well, I'm just getting a little bit, you have to focus, like what Jethro said, because you're seeing this whole big picture and it's endlessly. So I'm almost getting, not fear, because you're not a fearful woman, but almost like afraid to make any choice that it might be a wrong choice. There, at this point, there isn't a wrong choice. The only wrong choice is kind of not making one. Just jump. The universe will start guiding you. So if you don't know what you want, figure it out every day. This, that, no, right, yes. But don't not make a choice because you don't know which one. That's just what I'm hearing from Spirit.
Amy, you've got something going on here. Yeah, you want to talk and I talk, and I can let you. I can out-talk you. I got more kids. But I can be with you in the energy, Amy. I love you, and I'm going to get this through, is you need to be doing some kind of Anthony Robbins. That's what we're getting. You need to be doing something. Your guys are saying grab on. Get with someone. Do a breakthrough. I have, and if you don't have, contact me here on Facebook, or if you can catch my website, I'll send you to friends. I have some students, some people there working with him. What's going to happen is they're going to grab you. You need to do a breakthrough where you go in, they work with you, they physically go. That's a spiritual coach that's going to say, here's what we're doing. You've got to break through some of this past stuff. In Anthony's case, he puts it on a wood. His people, his team work with you. You've got to put down that fear of the money. You've got to put down this frustration. I feel like somebody got to you bad enough that you're fighting. You're a good person. You're getting the energy. But like we were saying, there's no action coming from it because all this frustration is getting you. Have you done any work with this? Because they want you doing like that kind of breaking through, an actual physical breaking of the board, getting with a master like Anthony and clearing some of this loose ends. You've got all this energy around you messing with you like Lily Tomlin on, you know, One Ring a Dingy Operator.
Yeah. Both of you are so right on, but I wish I could just pin the tail on the donkey and say, that is what I want to focus on, because that's my problem, making a decision, and I love to do so many things. So, yeah, it's just like, oh, man.
Yeah. Take time for you. Do the other energy. Chamomile is really good for you. You need that balance. They're telling me look at maybe natural honey for the bees, because that B vitamin is going to give you that natural in the tea. They're telling me that we got to breathe, set back, and prioritize, because there's too much. You got too much on your plate. You know, me and Patty have to prioritize. Sometimes Patty flies by the seat of her pants. I've had her laugh. She's calling me in L.A. on a radio. Coming. We're in the middle. She's talking to me in the traffic, and it always works out. I don't know how the Libra does it. It's Scorpio. I have to have a book and a time and a schedule. But I feel you've got something there, and then get this other part. There's also something about love that's going on with you that's just really, it seems really different. Like something's happening here, and it's not completely, you haven't got the microscope or what I call the whole picture of what's going on there, and you need to have that strength.
Very interesting.
We need to look there, and I, you know, we've only got so much. I can't give it all to you, and I'm glad you owe me big time, girl. I just met you, but I went through. There's a lot of people on this radio show that are sending things to me that aren't pretty, just because I went and pulled them back from the bottom of the top. But you got in, and it wasn't your fault. And the sound man Kevin says, please don't blame him. If you're ever here in Alexandria, he'll buy you a pizza or even a beer if you want. We're so sorry about the phones going crazy.
No. God bless you. I really appreciate the information.
Contact us, Amy. Get with us. We're going to be doing some stuff. I think you need to listen in next week when Leonard Perlmutter's there. If you've ever worked with empowering yourself with yoga, I do it. My girl got me doing it. I'm very proud of myself. Now, it doesn't hurt. I like it. At first, I was like, no, I want to do cheeseburgers. But what you're going to love about it is you work with it slow. It will focus and bring whatever your energy wants and clear out some of what I was calling that energy. You know, it's not. If people like you, I feel like they're plugging into you like that operator thing, you know.
Yeah, I'm a Leo. Got a little Leo in me. So.
Oh, no. Here's the kitty roar. Here we go. Help us now. We love it. You fiery Leos. Yeah. Woo, woo. All right. Well, take care. We love you,
Thanks.
Amy. I'm glad we got a little bit. You can listen to the archives for what we also got to you. And stay wild. It's the way to be. Talk to you later.
Thank you both.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Thanks.
You're welcome. Those are right. And Jethro, you're just off the map today. Every time I turn around, they said you were off the chain. I work with you in Springfield, and you are our star. I love you. Thank you. Those of you who do work with me and the other parts, I want to tease you. I do a lot of areas. So I'm not off the chain. I know you think I'm a crazy dog. Actually, I'm kind of shy. No, I'm not kidding. I'm not shy. But I am very silly. So I hope if I ever offend anybody, a couple of you are right. Jethro, you shouldn't have let her in. I was ahead of her. No, actually, if you give me your area code, I saw here you're about fifth down. Sorry. 520, what do you know? How are you doing, 520?
Hello, how are you?
Great, and thank you for letting Amy in. I felt sorry for her. You were next. How are you?
I am good. I just wanted to see what's coming for me this year.
Excellent. What's your first name?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm Christina, and I'm from Arizona, and I am a Taurus.
And you rock, because I like your energy, and Arizona's cool.
Thank you. Cool. I love Arizona. I've been here my whole life. It's great.
Oh, I was lived in Sedona. Mm. It's beautiful.
Okay.
Christina, I know. You got a good question with energy. You mind if I go first, Patty?
No, not at all.
I feel like, Christina, feeling you for the energy, and it sounds really, I sound like I'm in a song today, feeling you for the first time, but what I'm feeling for the energy, just first meeting you in the energy, is I feel that you're taking on another part of something. I see some, I see you remodeling or building. I see there's a part of you that you need to do what I call the feng shui part. You've got to clear out some area and bring in some area. It's, I asked them if it was in the house or the home, but they tell me it's in what you're really looking at doing. You're supposed to be doing more than you're doing, and you're loving your life, but you're not, your senses, your sensual part of your Taurus, and your senses are telling you to up this. You've got some abilities and some strength that you're supposed to be putting this out to more people, and you're hiding it under the bushel is what I'm feeling.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know what they want you rebuilding. They said they want you working on it. Are you in your own home? Are you renting? Or what's going on with the home? Why do they want you to build? They keep telling me you need to be putting your castle together, building your home, getting your stuff together, Christina.
We own our own home, me and my husband. I've been married 30 years. But one of my children, my middle son, he's moving out, and he's buying a home down the street that he's going to be. It's all remodeled. That's why he made a good deal on it, because it's all going to, we're going to have to remodel the whole thing. But
I see you doing it, and that's what I'm seeing. And you asked about your life. That's, and I apologize, but it's a general question. The guides go generally. And so what they're telling me is you asked, and they're showing me you down there remodeling, rebuilding. I do feel you got to take care of your back. Something's going on a little bit with the shoulders or something in the back, lower rotary cuff, something there. Something's, I feel like you don't take care of you. You put other people first or something, and you need a good, like, massage, you know. You know, you're going into it, and I feel like you're putting on a rock. You're putting something on your back. I feel like you need to do some kind of that kind of massage. Patty, what are you feeling?
Yes, I do. You put everybody before you, husband, family, world, everything. So go get a massage. I don't get the physical stuff like you do, but I did get the, you need to listen to the airline stewardess, put your oxygen mask on yourself before helping others. Put your oxygen mask on yourself. Make sense?
Yes. I have been trying for the last 2 months, I say, and I'm getting better at being a little greedy and doing me first. I have been doing it. So you guys are right on.
But don't come back greedy. That isn't greedy. That's alive. That's survival. You have to put gas in your gas tank, or you're not going to get there for everybody else either. It's only better for them. So they have, you know, an hour less of you or 10 minutes less of you. They're going to have the more full gas tank to you. You have to feed your soul, your spirit.
I feel better. Yeah, I do feel better. Well, thank you guys for sharing your wisdom with me today, and you guys have a great, blessed day.
Blessings to
you,
too. Christina.
The sweet spirit.
No. Very beautiful spirit. It's that time of day. Yes, we got to go. There goes the baby laughing. It's time to get wild. So, everybody, PattyNegri.com, PsychicJethro.com. Stay wild. It is the way to be. We'll see you next week here on Wild at 4 p.m. Eastern Time, 1 p.m. Pacific. How do you think you want to tell these wild people before we run us out?
Thank you for joining us. Thank you for tuning in. Come back next week. Watch Ghost Adventures. Give any of you close to Jethro, go when you see him live when you can. He really is a gem. So just do it. Thank you.
Love you.
Love you.